Welcome, everyone. We're very excited to begin Siman Shin Tesvav, Dinei Ohel. Learning Chabru this week is sponsored by the Ginsburgs, Ili Nishmas, Aaron Yehuda Ben Nussan, Arne Ginsburg, Shem Shabbat Aliyah.
Thank you for coming. Shatova, Shin Tetvav, Ohel. We'll try to discuss on two topics today. We'll start with the second one just to make sure that we cover the basics. The second topic is the second in the page. It starts in page number 8. What is the definition of Ohel? Is it the roof or the walls or both of them? And we'll see how much time we have left, and then we're going to discuss the definition of Melechet Boneh and the Toladah of Boneh, what exactly define Toladah, what exactly define Av, and many details in the Rambam that are not so clear. But this is going to be extra, so it depends how much time we're going to have. So we'll start with the definition of Ohel, Machloket Rashi Tosfot, page number 8. The Gemara in Shabbat Kuf Kaf Hei, Amud Bet, bring down Machloket Rab Lezer and Chachamim. And the Gemara said, "Hakol moedim she'anu sinu el arayah b'tchila, lo nechlaku ela leosif." And Rashi says, "What is enu sinu el arayah?" The first source in page number 8, "She'anu sinu el arayah lifros machzelet al arba mechitzot o al arba kundasim liotzel leohel min hachama." Page number 8. So Rashi is very clear. He says that ohel. The definition of oil is a roof on top of four poles. That's the kolonarium. That's the definition of oil. That's that's Shem Ohel. V'davka gag, aval mechitza lav oelu. Meforash in Rashi, mechitza is not oil. V'shari lefursa letzniut. K'damren beruvin beuvda deshmul. V'pkak achalon dematnitin. Mishum de binyan kavua u'michzik emosif ala binyan. So Rashi had a question, meaning if I'm saying that Ohel is only Begag, so I'm basically contradicting the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah, if we're talking about Chalon, the normal translation is the window, and window usually used to be in the wall. So what is the connection between Ohel, Mosif al Ohel, and the windows? So Rashi says, "Pkak Chalon de Matnedin, Mishun de Binyan Kavua, V'michzi ke Mosif al Binyan." So Rashi is answering the question. He says, you know what? When you discuss Ohel is in the roof, Mosif ala Ohel in the roof, going to be Machloket, Rab Lezer and Chachamim. But there is something that's similar, basically the same level of debate or argument could be when you're adding on Binyan Kavua. You have Binyan Kavua, you have the house, and you're adding something on top of it, you close the window with a piece of wood. So this is Musif al-Binyan Kavua, and that's going to be the same machloket, because the same way that they argue about Musif al-Ohel, they're going to be arguing about Musif al-Binyan Kavua. And it's basically the same level. Now, if you look in Rashi in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara, we actually learned the Gemara with Boirer and Meshameret, the Gemara brings down the machloket for Lezen HaChachamim, and Rashi says, "Pkak HaChalon." Our pkak achalon, Rashi says, kegon arubat tagag. So Rashi basically, in one of the girsaot in Rashi in Kuf Kafe also, apparently it was the same, that Rashi said that in the Mishnah itself, they're not talking about window, they're talking about opening in the roof, you call it skylight or a pit that the smoke goes up, how do you call it, chimney. So these two options, a hole in the roof, but it doesn't argue basically, because Rashi is basically saying both. Rashi is saying it could be in the roof. It doesn't sound correct when you say chalon, and it can be a real chalon, a window, and then it's not going to be mamash ohel. It's going to be the same yesod binyan, adding on the binyan, adding on the ohel. Now, Tosfot, I'm going to skip for a minute Rashi and Aruvin. We're going to go back to Rashi at the end of Tosfot. So, Tosfot in Kuf Kafe, I'm sure that all of you read it, but I'm just going to read it and explain a little bit more just to make sure that all of us are in the same page. So Tosfot says, "Hakol modim she'anu sin oel b'aray b'tchila." Peresh b'kuntos zlo asir oel ela lemala b'gag, aval tfanot lo. And what is the source for Rashi's shita? The Gemara in Eruvin. I'm not going to read it inside. I'm just going to remind all of us. The sugya is there was a wall between two chatzerot. Each chatzer was doing Eruv by itself, and now the wall fell in the middle of Shabbat. So the argument is Shabbat oil v'utra utra is because in the beginning of Shabbat each chatzer could have been metaltel for its own. Is the heter stays or not? So Machloket Rav Shmuel, Rav says you're not allowed to, when the wall breaks, the heter that you had before breaks also, and you're not allowed to be metaltel more than Dalet Amot. You can metaltel only less than Dalet Amot. Shmuel says no, the heter stays. Whatever was Erev Shabbat stays. And the Gemara said that the Hadera of Perusha Itmar, and then the story was that the wall fell, and Shmuel said, take a sheet or whatever, put in between. And Rav was upset, and it wasn't his, he wasn't Mar de Atra. So instead of saying you're wrong, you don't know what you're talking about, he just turned around to show that he's not masking. But since it's the place of Shmuel, so he doesn't want people to think that he agree with that, but he doesn't want to say anything because it's not his place. He's not the Mar de Atra, so he just turned around to show that he's not agreeing with that. And the Gemara asks, according to you, Shmuel, why do you do that? You hold that you could be metaltel anyway. So why do you need to put a wall in between? So the Gemara said, he just did it for tzniut. But now, if it was a mechitza matere, then Rav should have been upset. Not, so let's read the kasheh. Dal kohar sheikh... Alma mashma de old the dfanot shari le miyabadachi, and Rav Shaya makpid lav mishum asiyat old the shari kedepreshit elav akpid amay davem taltelin glima dalad amot b'chatzer. So from this Gemara, it sounds like the only problem that Rav has is that they were metaltel the glima more than dalad amot, and that's why he was upset. It's against his psak that the heter is falling with the wall, but the Gemara didn't have a problem with the fact that he created a mechitza. So that's lichora proof for Rashi. So Tosfot says, I don't think that Rashi is right. And what is my source? My source is the Gemara in Uven Mem Daled. Not the Gemara. The Gemara that we just discussed was the Gemara in Tzadik Daled, and this is the Gemara in Mem Daled. And the Gemara basically says regarding Sukkah, the conclusion of the Gemara is when you have a Sukkah that is not kosher, only two tfanot and schach, and you add the third dofen, this is also mishum binyan. But the fourth dofen is mutar, it's considered mosif ala binyan. So Tosfot says, you see meforash in this Gemara that when the mechitza creates something, when the mechitza gives shem sukkah, when the mechitza is materet, if we're going to call it this way, when the mechitza create new name, Shem Chadash, it takes away the heter of Mosif ala Ohel. It's considered it's not Mosif, it's in and of itself. It's a Chashuv Dofen. And that's why it's Aser. And that's the Chiluk between the third Dofen and the fourth Dofen, because the third Dofen is the necessary to create the Shem Sukkah. After you have three tfanot, then the fourth dofen is basically let's new. You don't add halachically anything. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot, the way it seems like that whenever you create something, you create reshut, then it's not considered mosif. It's chashuv by itself, and it's aser. And Tosfot also admits that the machloket. Not admits. He said veikar pluktin de rablez rabanan ita beohel ki beasiyah dofen de pkak achalon. So according to Tosfot, it makes sense because you can find Machloket Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim either by Dfanot and by Roof. And Chachamim are going to be matir mosif al ohel in the dfanot. That's why in the Mishnah they're matir to add on the dfanot. But if you create a whole dofen, then even Chachamim are going to say it's asur. And what is considered a whole dofen for Tosfot? If there is other dfanot, only when you create a new name. But in a window of your house, you're not adding any name when you close the window. So that's why for Chachamim it's just mosif al binyan. It's not a real dofen.
So the fourth one is where they argue.
In your house? By the sukkah, they're going to argue only for the fourth one. Chachamim going to be moida on the third one.
Would be awesome.
No?
No.
You, according to Tosfot?
Tosfot, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Rashi argue with Mechita. Yeah. The Ran and the Rif also bring the machloket. He changed the lashon a little bit. He said mechitza kavua. He doesn't use the lashon of mosif al binyan. Mechitza kavua, basically part of bone. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's asur to add on mechitza kavua. According to Chachamim, it's motor. That's the machloket according to Rashi. And he just bring another one more source that it's very important to have. And the Rashi Shita, because we're going to see in the future that it's not so pashut, but he brings the source in Rashi in Sukkah and Tetzayin Amud Aleph, and Meruvin Ketzal Mishtatfim. Rashi basically says that we erase in the Girsa that says the Gemara is basically Maksha. The story was they had a Sefer Torah in one place, they forgot to bring it to Shul, and in order to bring it to Shul, they put sheets on top of poles, and they basically created a Mechitza that Allah enabled them to move the Sefer Torah. So this is Mamash Mechitza Amateret. So some Girsaot have question in the Gemara. So it sounds like you're not allowed to create Mechitza that cause Heter. And Rashi said, just erase this. It can be. It's not true. There is no issue to create Mechitza. And if you read this Rashi, it sounds meforash that Rashi holds that mechitza amateret is completely fine. Yes. That's Rashi, basically lichora. And then you bring the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that mechitza amateret is a surah, so that's the next paragraph. And now, if we just want to summarize, Tosfot sounds good. Tosfot have a sugya that lichora proves what they want to say, the sugya with the sukkah. And the basic question is, what Rashi going to do with that? So if you look, go back to Rashi on the sugya itself, page number 8 again, Rashi in Eruvin Memdaled, if you medakdek in the lashon of Rashi, Rashi gives you a hint to what he really means. Bedofen shlishit, do you have it? The beshtet fanot en karui ohel, page number 8. Back to 8, yeah. Rashi Eruvin Memdaled Amudalev, the beshtet fanot en karui ohel, vechi avid ba dofen shlishit meshavi le ohel. ומודו רבנן דהן עושין אוהל ערי בתחילה. ועד איתני מותר בדופן רביעית, דבלב אחי הווה אוהל, והי תוספת בעלמאו. ורבנן לטעמה יודעם ומוספין על אוהל בשבת. So if you're medakdek in the lashon of Rashi, it sounds like Rashi want to answer the question. Rashi wants to say, I don't care about מחיצה מטרת. You know what I care? סוכה is a רשות. Is a whole system. It's not only three dfanot. When you add the third dofen, the whole sukkah is a different thing. It's a new creation. You get ohel now. The schach is a schach of sukkah. When I'm building a sukkah, when I put the third dofen, I'm completing the whole system. So I'm completing the ohel. I'm completing the roof also. The three tfanot give the schach shem chadash. But if I have three tfanot and I'm just adding a fourth dofen, this is nothing. So it's not about mechitza materet. It's about the fact that you're creating a new rashut with the roof. And if you don't believe me, so I found people who said meforash. You can take a look in page number 9 in the Megine Shlomo. Megine Shlomo is the Rebbe of the Pnei Yeshua. He used to be metarets all the question on Rashi, all the question of Tosfot.
So, well, I'm going to make it into a sukkah, make this an oval. Whereas an oval is an oval. It's a physical thing. It has nothing to do with how the rishus or not. There's a roof. Whether or not it's a roof with three walls, two walls, arba kundesim, it's an oval.
When I will sit in the sukkah,
yeah,
and sukkahs, and it has two walls,
am it's I not a sukkah.
And what is the sukkah?
The
so, do you agree that the third dauphin changed the status of the schach?
Yes.
That's what Rashi says. It's a materet, the schach. If you want to use materet, so use materet for the schach.
So, according to this, the Rashi would agree that the mechitza could be a problem at all.
But only if it changes the status of the schach.
It would be.
So, isn't that agreeing to Rabbi Tam?
What? If you learn Rabbeinu Tam Kepshuto, it sounds like any mechitza that create mechitza, if it causes any heter, it's...
Well, I don't think it's Rabbeinu Tam anyway.
What?
I don't think it's Rabbeinu Tam anyway.
Okay, Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to hopefully... But, yeah, we have a lot to say about Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if we're going to have this year or maybe next year, but the Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam, the way that the Achroinim understood Rabbeinu Tam, is that... it depends what is materet. If materet means it gives chashivus to the mechitza, it's a chashuv mechitza, so it's like a binyan. That's one way, and that's lichora the way that many achronim understood. The mechitza materet, since it creates something, it's not like a nothing mechitza, it's doing something. It's more like chashuv, and it has shem binyan. It's more than just a mechitza that lets new.
Not materet in the sense of making something much of a halacha?
Yes, it is. The materet basically gives...
Materet just create something...
Change halachic status. Changing halachic status is materet. It was something was asur, now it's muter. Yeah. But Rashi, it's not enough for him. He looks for the change in the schach. Because he holds, like we just read in Kuf Kaf Hei, that the definition of oil is the roof. So mechitza is not enough, even if it's materet. Only if the heter of the mechitza has to do with the roof, then it's going to be awesome.
Is the fact that you've built a mechitza make any difference? Like, is there, I can't think of the case now, but if you theoretically were able to be matir this kach by doing some other action, I don't know, pulling something off the top of it, is it the fact that you built a mechitza plus the fact that you were matir kach, or just being matir kach itself the bonus?
I think that according to Rashi, if you're going to, let's say if you have a pole that it's more than Daled Amot in the Schach, and you take it out, and you added Schach, yeah, in a chinami. That's Vada, yeah. Why not? Kalvachomer, meaning. Everyone should agree with that, meaning.
Yeah, you took off a cover.
Yeah, they added the Schach.
You didn't do it.
Taking off a cover, if it was kosher before, then many poskim said it's a sukkah issues. Taseh velo min asui. So they said since it was kosher before, it's not considered anything. It's not begufa sukkah. I was looking for doing something begufa schach. That was, if there was a psul in the schach itself, and you took the psul out, let's say tzilatam agubam echamata, there was a branch of a tree that was mechubar lakarka, and you took it off, and now it's tzilatam agubam echamata mechamat aschach, then lichora, yeah. You change it, lichora. I think the Tosfot would agree for sure also. Kituk Tosfot also. You basically did a schach. You did a new schach. You created a new schach.
What melacha would this be?
What melacha would it be according to Tosfot?
According to Tosfot, you make a mechitza materas.
Is it
told the bonus?
Oh yeah. Next year we're gonna get to the nafkaminot. It's a lot of. Also, we're gonna see that a lot of nuances in the understanding of what is materet gonna change a little bit of the nafkaminot. But Rashi, lichora, has to do something with the sugya in Eiruv and Itlev. It's in the Forash in the Gemara. Dofen Shlishit is Asur. Rashi can argue with that. Rashi have to say something. The Gemara in Eiruv and Memdaled, Gabei Sukkah.
Who's on top of page 9?
So I was medakdek this in Rashi in Eruvin, and I was so it was so clear to me that's the pshat, and I knew that some people were going to argue with me, so I opened a svarim that might say that. And Baruch Hashem, I found that that's Meginei Shlomo. Meginei Shlomo is the Rebbe of the Pnei Yehoshua. You can see it in the footnote number 2. It's page number 9, the first one. And the Korban Etanel also, I think, on the page, in our daf, say that also. So it's an old explanation for Rashi. Regarding to Rabbeinu Tam, I have to mention now, I will do it quickly because I want to keep some of it for next year. But regarding to Rabbeinu Tam, the way that we understood Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfot, it sounds like Mechitza by itself is nothing. But if the Mechitza is Mechitza Materet, then we have a problem, right? That seems to be the Pshat in the Tosfot. If you look in Sefer HaShar Rabbeinu Tam, and thank you, Noam, for telling me to look inside. Sefer HaShar Rabbeinu Tam Siman Shin Pei, page number 11. It's almost meforash in the way that he understood the Mechitza Materet, that it's not in and of itself just the Materet is the idea. The first assumption that he has that, let me read inside. You see the bold part. וגם מה שהוא סבור, the oil מן הצד, לא שמי oil, Rashi that says that oil מן הצד לא שמי oil, גם זה אינו. דה ודאי oil הוא, זה צריך לאותה מחיצה. זה לא מצינו עיקר מחלוקתן של רבלז ורבנן, כי אם בתוספת של צל מן הצד, ולא בתוספת של צל למעלה, כגון בפקק החלון שהוא מן הצד. So it sounds like the beginning of the מחלוקת between Rashi and רבנו תם is about shade from the side. Rabbeinu Tam said not only creating shade from the roof is a problem, creating a shade from the side is also a problem. And the same issue that you have on the roof, if you create a whole mechitza to create shade, even if there is no other mechitzot, even if it's not materet, it's still aser. Because the purpose of the mechitza is to create shade. In addition to that, mechitza materet also going to have Shem Mechitza. Since we have source that pashut to me that Mechitza min atzad is also Mechitza, so too, when Mechitza is just addition, but it's also Matir, so it's going to have the same definition like Mechitza mipne atzel. But the source is not roof. The source is Mechitza for tzel. And not only that, any Mechitza materet I would put in the same category of Mechitza letzel because it's Chashuv Mechitza. That just to keep it in mind, we're gonna discuss more on this. It's not the way that many Achronim understood in Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfot because they didn't see the Sefer HaYashar inside. But we're gonna see that it's actually Machloket Rishonim how to understand this Shita. And Bezrat Hashem, we're gonna see in Nafkaminot the next shiur. I don't wanna speak about it too much because it's gonna be too much. And it also has to do with the end of the Seif with Mechitza Bifnei Anev and Tosefet. Al Mechitza Materet. That's the main nafkamina that's going to be. So just keep that in mind. That's for the din of Mechitza, if it's us or not. We have basically three opinions. We have the Shita of Rashi, that Mechitza min atzad is not a problem of Ohel, even if it's created for shade, even if it's Materet. The only case that Rashi says that mechitza is a problem, it's when the mechitza changes the status of the schach. And then it's considered like ohel, based on the Meginei Shlomo. The second shita is the pshat in Tosfot, and that seems to be the way that many achronim understood, that mechitza materet is the only problem that Rabbeinu Tam have, that when you create a mechitza that changes status, halachic status, that by itself is important, and it's enough to consider the mechitza to be boine. Because although it's just moisif on the binyan, but since it's have a shem, a new shem for itself, so it's separated from the rest of the binyan, and it's considered creating a mechitza by itself. It's not tosefet anymore. And the third opinion, and that's basically Rabbeinu Tam himself, that mechitza letzel is a problem by itself. So too, mechitza materet. And there is a Gemara in Kira that's mashma that mechitza letzel is not a problem.
One of that is the fourth wall not a problem.
He's minded that Mosif al Abinyan is good. He's just saying that if you create a mechitza yesh me'ayin, you have sun, you want to put mechitza on the side to create shed, that's not good in Shabbos. But if you have one and you just want to add one, that's pkak achalon. Pkak achalon, you have a mechitza, you add. Fine, shkoyach.
If you put up one mechitza.
Yeah, that's asur, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you put one mechitza for shade, he after that, again, he said that if you have tzar, he's miyash of the Gemara and Kira. You can take a look in it. But if you have tzar, it's going to be mutter. But it's asur, if you have zero and you put mechitza for shade, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's asur legamre. Okay, so that's the first part of the shiur, and I think we summarized the basics of the opinions. Now, you don't have to stay now, but this is the, yeah.
Just to clarify, when we say mechitza l'sal means specifically for the reason of shade, like if you put a mechitza for any other reason.
No, because dumia the roof. Normally the roof is being made to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain, but so it needs to be the same goal, the same. Now we'll see how much time we'll have to argue with the Rav Shach, the Ebenezer. The topic that we'll try to go through is what is Ohel, and what is Binyan, what is Toladat Bone, what is Ohel Keva, Ohel Arai. There's a little bit of a mess, and it's not so clear. So if you open the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the beginning, the first Seif Katan in our Siman, he writes, the Ose Ohel Keva, Kigon Sheporos Machzelet Osdinim, Avden Baze Binyan Mamash, Chayav Mishum Bone. If you do Ohel Keva, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you'll chayav mishum boneh. The asiyat Ohel utoladat boneh. So it's the Oraita Isur, it's toladat boneh. And then he said, v'gazru al Ohel Arai mishum Ohel Keva. So Ohel Arai is gezeira atu Ohel Keva. So Ohel Keva is toladat boneh. And Ohel Arai is a gezeira min the Rabbanan atu Ohel Keva. That's what's in the Mishnah Berurah. So now, we need to discuss what is Boneh, and what is Toladat Boneh. And that's going to bring us also to Makeh Bepatish, because Makeh Bepatish and Boneh goes together a lot, especially in the Gemara, in Daf Kuf Bet Amud Bet, and some other places. And since we don't have time to go through all the Gemarot, we'll try to go through the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Bet, until Halacha Yud Zayin, and emphasize many, many problems in the Rambam, and hopefully we're going to get to explain the theme that connect them. So, page number one, the Rambam starts in Halacha Yud Bet, Habone Kol Shehu Chayav. So, first of all, what is Habone Kol Shehu? You start with the Kol Shehu, you should start what is Bone. Why do you start with the Kol Shehu? So what is kol shehu? So if you straighten the floor, if it was a mud floor, you make it straight. Hare ze bone. Echad natan et ha'even ve'echad natan et ha'tit, anoten et ha'tit chayav. Another interesting concept. A person put like blocks, what do you call it?
Bricks.
So you put the bricks. One person put the bricks, and the other person put the cement between tit. And who is chayav? Anoten et ha'tit chayav. Why? the bricks there, the... ובנדבך העליון אפילו העלה את האבן והניחה על גבי עתיד חייו. The נדבך העליון is the last line on top, that you don't put the cement on top. This is the last line, there is no cement on top. Then the אבן going to be חייב. The person who put the אבן, the stone, the brick, is חייב. שהרי אין מניחין עליה עתיד אחר. Because this stone is not a הכשר for the עתיד. It's a chashuv even. And then the Rambam ends, והבונה על גבי כלים פטור. So, לכאורה it reminds us the din of אין בניין בכלים. But he says, הבונה על גבי כלים פטור. So we have like four or five questions on this הלכה. Then the Rambam continue, הלכה יוד גימל, he goes to din אוהל. העושה אוהל קבוע, הרי זה תולדת בונה. Oil kavua is toladat bune. So here the Rambam writes tolada. Up to here was av. Now we're going to tolada. Why is ohel tolada? The Rambam continues. V'chen ha'ose kli adama, kigon tanur v'chavit, kodem shi'sarfu, hara ze toladat bune. You make a mud vessels, you're chayav mishum toladat bune. If you hold an binyan bekelim, why would this going to be chayav? Maybe there is something unique about these.
Are these like attached to the ground?
Maybe. Tanur, maybe. Chavit, I'm not sure. Chavit is not so... V'chen ha-megaben is not mechubar la-karka. Megaben is a person who makes cheese. He makes the milk to congeal. It looks like a congealing, the same process that a building, like you're doing something that's similar to boneh, so it's toladat boneh. ואינו חייב עד שיגבן כגוגרת. And then the Rambam writes, המכניס יד הקורדום בתוך העין שלו, הרי זה תולדת בונה. Put the handle of the קורדום, I forgot how you translate that. Fine. So when you put the handle in the hole, it's toladat bune. V'chen kol kayotze. Again, if en binyan bekelim, why would you be chayav? V'chen atokea etz be'etz. When you take two woods and you attach them together, that they become like one. Harei ze toladat bune v'chayav. So all of this, the question is, why is it tolada?
The first one makes sense because it's not. I don't know about tolada. Why it's not binyan bekelim? Because this is before kodem shi'srafu.
Right.
Before you make it into a clay.
So what is the chiyuv is for what?
It's oil.
The ohel part? And what about the megaben?
That's something else.
And what about the yad lekordom and the tokea etzbaetz? It's a very complicated... Now, halakha yud gimel, he is mosif problems. I say nekev kol shehu belo shel tarnegolim kdei sheikanes lahem ha'ara, chayav mishum boneh. We dealt with this halakha. Nekev belu shel tarnegolim. So, bone. Not toladat bone. We're going back to bone. Not toladat. Why? Nesotu ha-machzir dalet shel bor vedut. Then alachat etuvav, ha-soter kol shehu chayav, ha-soter oel kavua, v'chule, toladat soter, v'ushit kavane. Okay, this is less important for us. Alachat et zayin, now, המכה בפטיש. המכה בפטיש, the Rambam have a lot of חידושים. First of all, I want to emphasize the two sentences. המכה בפטיש, הקאה אחת חייו. וכל העושה דבר שהוא גמר מלאכה, הרי זה תולדת מכה בפטיש. So if I'm going to ask all of you, and that would have been my answer before I read this Rambam and I read the אחרונים, what is מכה בפטיש? The אב. All of you are going to say, גמר מלאכה. Right, because that's the way that we grew up. That's everyone. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That's the pshat everywhere. But the Rambam clearly dividing it. Hamakeh bepatish hakaah achat chayav. And then, because it's similar to this, anything that gemar melacha is like hamakeh bepatish. So it's just tolada. So it's pretty clear that hamakeh bepatish is not the gemar melacha. It's just like. The Gemar Melacha is just similar to the Makeh Bepatish. Ketzad, and then the Rambam gives us more questions. Ketzad, ha-menapeach b'klei zchuchit, v'atzar tzura b'kli. Menapech bekle zchuchit, you blow up a vessel that made out of glass. We just read two halachot ago that the Rambam writes, Tanur v'chavit, kodem shisarfu, yuchav mishum boneh. And why menapeach bekle zchuchit is not bone, is make bepatish. וכן עצר צורה, אפילו מקצת הצורה, והמגרד כלשהו, ועושה נקב כלשהו. Here the Rambam, another question. The נקב כלשהו, בן בעץ, הרי זה תולדת מקה בפטיש. You just wrote in הלכה י' that if you make a hole in בלול של תרנגולים, חייב משום בונה. So all of you remember the מגן אברהם in the beginning of שין י' that הלכה י' is במחובר לקרקע, and this is במטלטלים. Fine. But still, fine, so these are the questions that we have to deal with. And wait, we have one more halacha. The halacha yudzayin, the Rambam also, המפיס שכין בשבת כדי להרחיב פי המכה, כדרך שהרופאים עושים, שהם מתכוונים ברפואה להרחיב פי המכה, הרי זה חייב משום מכה בפטיש. The Rambam writes, all of us remember the Gemara that מפיס מורסה, you take a needle and you blow the חבורה, you want the pus to come out. So Rashi says that the problem of making a hole is problem of boneh, and that's what the Ravot says here. But the Rambam said, no, it's make bepatish. Why is make bepatish? Melechet harofim. So that's a key to understand what is make, make bepatish according to the Rambam. So I want to start with the make bepatish, because this part, I think the Ebenezer said, like, what we should say no matter what. The Ebenezer is medakdek in the two dikdukim that we just mentioned, a make bepatish haka achat chayav, and also Gmar Melacha, that Make Bepatish, the definition of Make Bepatish is sophisticated. Anything that Melechet Umanut, this is Make Bepatish. Make Bepatish is if you are a doctor and you know how to make it nice, that's the way to do it. That's going to be a Melacha because it's a Melechet Umanut. And that's what Rambam said. Atzar Tzura Bekli, Menapeach Bekle Zchuchit. It's an a piece of art, it's like art, it's a profession. So this is considered creation by itself. You don't need to look for anything else. Gemar Melacha.
So is that a total makabatish?
That's makabatish. And that's why you write here, Mishu makabatish.
Oh,
what?
It says that the neck of Kolshu.
Because it's a Gmar, I think it's because it's Gmar Melacha, not because Makeh Bepatish. And that's why he wrote about Mephis Shechin, Melechet Arofim, Kederech Sharofim Osim. And it's good for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds Melacha Shenatzicha Legufa Chayav. So how is he? He says, no, if you're not Rofe, it's nothing. So it's perfect according to the Rambam. It's not going to go well based on the Rav Magid that we said that when you don't have Shem Melacha. But it's a good pshat in the Rambam. And the last halacha, halacha yudchet, also interesting halacha that the Rambam says something very difficult. Let's go back to halacha yudchet. I forgot to mention that. Ha-metzatet et ha-even kol shu chayav mishum makeh bepatish. Ha-metzatet et ha-even b'yesod ha-binyan v'tikna b'yado v'oshiva b'makom ha-ra'oi la chayav mishum makeh bepatish. The first stone that you put on the bottom of the building, you would expect that to be the super boine, right? No, it's just Makeh Bepatish. What is going on here? And we can understand now maybe why the Rambam said that, because if Makeh Bepatish is sophisticated, it's a umanut, I can understand maybe you need an architect to know exactly where to put it, that it's not going to fall. So then it's a little bit miyushav. So if we understand this way in Makeh Bepatish, now it's starting to explain why the first Evan is not boina, it's just makeh bepatish. But now we need to explain why the tit is the mechayev in the first halacha, that we said that if you put the tit is mechayev, you put the stone is not. So the way that the Evan, now let's discuss bone and toladat bone. The Evan Ha'ezel, you saw it in the Dirshu, he's saying something that I have difficulty to understand. He said that there is two dinim in bone. There is harkavat chalakim, connecting a lot of pieces. That's one way to look at Melechet Boneh. And the second part is creating ohel, creating like a halal. How do you say? A space? It's more like
cover.
So it's two separate dinim in Melechet Bune. And then, if you have both, then it's Mamash Av. If you have just one, it's a Tolada. So, first of all, the main problem that I have with that is that I don't think we find any Melacha that it works this way, that you have two separate things that you can be Chayav Mishum Tolada for each one of them. If by Bishul you need the fire and you need the pot, so you're going to say that fire and the pot going to be separate Isurim, this is going to be Tolada. If you need both, you need both. Why would... How can you separate the Tolada and you say that you have two Nafkaminot and... I have a couple of more questions. I'm not gonna. One big question that I have that he emphasized, he writes that it's pashut that based on the Rambam, mitashel chuliot is also asur midoraita. But if you look in the Rambam that he himself writes, it's meforash. I brought it in the footnote that it's just the rabbanan, and it's pashut to him that it's doraita. So it makes it difficult to explain the way that he explained. I want to offer here an interesting pshat, and I hope you're going to like it. And if you have a question on it, you can argue. I'll be happy to discuss. I want to say that maybe a little bit elevating the pshat of the Eben Ezel, maybe not. Maybe it's going to be by itself. But it might be that the Rambam understood that Melechet Boneh, like we started, HaBoneh Kol Shehu Chayav. The Rambam understood that the pshat in the Boneh is graduate. That's the word when you binyan bishlavim. You have the process of getting there, and you have getting there. The Rambam by Bishul also we learn something similar. We have the megis, we have the process of the Bishul, and we have the Bishul itself. So the Rambam want to be mechalek between two things: the process of the binyan, that's boneh kol shehu. A boneh kol shehu is anything that graduate, anything that continues. Connecting pieces is the melacha of boneh. It's considered boneh kol shehu. It's adding. And the main cause for the adding is the tit. The purpose of putting the tit is the main action of boneh to put another block. But in the top, then there is no more to put. So then this is the boneh. And the Rambam finished the halacha yudbet, v'aboneh al gabe kelim patur, to tell you that this part of the melacha, adding on the binyan, has to do only with real boneh, but it's not going to be applying for kelim. And that's why the Rambam by mitashel prakim is mitah that you can install pieces. This is graduate, this is not applied to kelim. That's why the Rambam in Perik of Bet, right, it's only the rabbanan, because it looks like binyan, but it's not binyan. But the Rambam would be moide that whenever you create a whole creation, even if it's kli, even if it's small, then you're chayav. That's going to be toladat boneh. That's why megaben, that's why the halacha yud gimel, megaben, oil kavua. Oil kavua, you can do it with one shot. You don't need to do a graduate melacha. You do one ohel, you do one creation of a big thing, that not necessarily big, but you do a kibbutz chalakim in one shot. You don't have the graduate part. You don't have the building in process. But you have a creation of kibbutz chalakim, and you don't need to do it only graduate way. You can do it in one shot, but you're not going to be the av of boneh. You're going to be tolada. And nekev, again, nekev, when you discuss mechubar lakarka like the Magen Avraham, so you add in on the binyan. And it's not tolada, because we're discussing mechubar lakarka. Mechubar lakarka is mamash boneh. So you add in on the binyan. Adding on the binyan is melachet boneh. That's halacha yud bet. But when you discuss Maki Bepatish, when you discuss Metaltalim, you can't say I'm adding on the Kli, because there is no adding on the Kli. So you can be Chayav Mishum Maki Bepatish, but you can be Chayav Mishum Boneh. That's Bichor Pshat in the Rambam. If you have a Hasagot, we'll be happy to hear. But the Pshat of the Eben Ezel, I like very much the Pshat that he said for Maki Bepatish, and I think it's Mamash Pshat, but the Pshat in Boneh, it's very difficult to me to... I can't, like, it seems like he said it's two melachot, it's two separate melachot. You need to have, it doesn't, like, if any of you are going to show me another melacha that it works the same way, then I will be bemoide. But it sounds like very difficult to me that you have two separate thing in boneh. You have the halal, creating a halal, creating a space, and also putting a lot of pieces together, two separate melachot. So it should be two melachot. That's the main problem they have with the Evan Ezra. So I'm sure that my pshat also have problems, so you're welcome to question my... Tzair, Yishav Koach, thank you for coming.